Shakira on 98FM. Lots of texts coming in at 53981. Still talking about petrol stations, particularly women and petrol stations. A very funny one from Rachel says, trying to look good right now in the gale force wind of a topaz. Was driving on empty to the point when I opened the cap, there was a huge hiss. Ha ha ha, she says.
I know that one, yeah. Louise also says, that gale force wind you mentioned, how many men look good in it? How many men are sending in similar texts about how lazy they are?
No, Louise.
Says Louise.
Men look brilliant in a gale force wind because we look like we're on top of a mountain. We've just like pulled the head off an elk.
Yeah.
And the wind is blowing our locks, which are flowing in the said wind.
Instead, in reality, we're about to buy a packet of meanies on the side of the N7. Not quite the same thing, is it?
Dave's world, Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Cut me off. I'll have to come back to a text.
When?
Oh, you won't know until I do it.
You get all the Beatles music, right? Singles, albums that came out between 1962 and 1970. And you play them back to back. How many hours would you say it would last? Everything they ever recorded.
625 hours.
10 hours and 33 minutes is all they contributed to the world of music.
What?
10 hours of music.
Oh yeah, they had lots of songs, but they were all 4 seconds long. Yeah.
10 hours and 33 minutes. Isn't that remarkable? I didn't know.
There's only 10 hours and 33 minutes of Beatles music ever.
Yeah. But it includes some of the greats like Yesterday and I Loved You, Yeah. Termites eat through wood twice as fast when listening to heavy metal. So basically, you know those videos you see on YouTube of like the world's happiest penguin, and it's the penguin bouncing up and down, and someone goes, heavy metal penguin, and the penguin's bouncing down to heavy metal. Termites actually do that for real.
What a waste of taxpayers' money somewhere in some research lab. So how are you getting on?
Well, I found that when you play like Metallica, the termites, they eat more wood, man.
That's amazing, Dr. Funkenstein. Please get back to work.
No problem.
The Apollo 11 module had only 20 seconds of fuel remaining when it landed. So if they'd gotten it wrong by 20 more seconds, they would have begun to plummet without power to the ground.
How about that? Now, you see, a woman was flying that. Running on vapors.
13 people each year are killed by vending machines falling on them. You're currently fighting the avoid vending machine battle.
You got me in the habit of having a bar of chocolate every show with a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Now you don't want it anymore.
No.
Now I'm left the chocoholic. So I'm eating a giant bag of raisins and nuts.
Is it working out?
Yeah, I've quelled the sugar craving.
Now that you're
I think that's just because I'm too hot.
You're too hot?
Yeah, it's hot.
Take off your jumper.
I feel hot.
You are hot.
But then I'll have to pull it over my head. Get on with your stuff.
There's a quarter pound of salt in every gallon of seawater.
Fine. Okay. I'm okay with that.
The average talker, now you and I look at each other for 3 hours a day and talk across the room.
I don't. I look slightly above your head.
The average talker sprays about 300 microscopic saliva droplets per minute, which is 2.5 droplets per word.
What?
Yeah.
Onto the other person's face.
If they're standing face, because they're spewed out. You can't see them. They're microscopic. But they're 2.5 droplets a word. How many words a day do I say to you in your face? Like a lot, I'd say.
I'm hoping that the microphone is soaking up most of it.
I don't know what to mean. Now this is fascinating. Smells have weight. And the average smell weighs 760 nanograms.
But how do you weigh a smell?
Well, that's the thing. They are. They're like, they could be gas that's emitted from whatever. Like, say an onion, the thing that makes you cry. The smell is in a gaseous form.
Oh, gaseous.
And it has weight. 760 billionths of a gram is the average one.
I normally I would say that that's kind of rubbish or whatever. Mm. However, you know when you do a bottom burp?
Yes.
And some of them are definitely heavier than the others, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah,
so I would concur with that.
And in fact, all this time since the 80s, maybe Neil from the Young Ones was right.
What?
Wow, Rick, it's so heavy, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure he referenced one of Rick's farts at some point. Maybe he was right. I don't know.
Interesting. What does your smell weigh? Text us in now and win a smell of your very own.
And some pink tickets. Kings of Leon right now. Drop an email to davehasnofriends@98fm.com and I'll send you today's facts. They're fascinating. Davehasnofriends@98fm.com.